Okay, we're on the bottom of Chesamid Beis. Omer Belazer. Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman Va'osra Olav. What's it called? The person now goes to Beis Din on Thursday morning, and he tainis that Pesach Pasuach, that my wife's not a Besula. So he's believed to answer her to him because obviously she was Mazana with somebody. We'll see in 1 second why we don't assume maybe she was Mazana before they got engaged, before the Erison. So she's not answer to him. She's only answer to him if she lived with somebody else when she's married. So in any case, but he's believed. Sheila Chor is claiming that's not true, that she was a Besula. Okay, Tosus says, what about the blood? Why don't we bring to see if there was Dam Besulin? Tosus says it's talking where either the blood was lost, so there's no Raya one way or the other, or she is from a family that doesn't have Dam Besulin. There's a certain family that was known as Mishpachas Durkti. They didn't have Dam Besulin. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that a Bogeris, a girl who's already mature, she's already past 12 and a half, so I'll say 13, she doesn't have Dam Besulin anymore. It's possible there won't be any Dam Besulin. No Dam. In any case, so there's no Raya from the Dam. She claims that's not true. He claims it is true. Who do we believe? So where it says she's believed to answer him or her to him. Samara says, "Va'amai svek stekahu." If we believe him that she's not a besula, we're not sure how it happened. And there's a svek steka to say that she's mutter to him. Why? Sofik tachtov, sofik ein tachtov. Maybe it happened after the erison, and then she's aser to him. Maybe it happened before the erison, and then she's still mutter to him. The imtim tzalomer tachtov. Even if it happened after the erison, sofik ba'onis, sofik barotza. It's possible that she was raped, and then she's mutter to her husband. She's only usher to her husband if she did it baratza. So Mara says, L'tzricha be'eshes kohen, right? It's talking only about an eshes kohen, but there's no sex faker. If it happened, there's only suffix is that it happened before they were married or after they were married. It means erison. If it happened after they were married, there's no way that she's mutter to her husband, because even if she was raped, an Eishes Kohen is also to her husband. The same another possibility where there's no sex faker. The Eishes Yisrael, where the Erison took place before she was three. So if she was Mezana before she was three, the Besulin would grow back. So the fact she doesn't have Besulin is a clear indication that she was Mezana after the Erison. Because had she been Mezana before the Erison, right, the Besulim grow back. A girl who loses her Besulim before she's 3 years old, they grow back. Okay, Rashi. Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. The time is Domim Ein Lo. Kigon Shehim Mishpachas Durkti. Shein Lohem Dam Besulim. Kidler Kamon. O Shenev Domim Enu Mapa. Velo Yodem Hoyedam Olo. There's no time over here where there's no Raya whether there was Dam Besulim or not, because either the mappa got lost, or she's from a family that don't have Dam Besulin. But he's sure that that she wasn't a Besula, and she claims that she was. Neman lo usralov, the afalpi shein hadobra hazeh yochol isbar, el alpiv, right? Even though there's no way of proving this, it's just his word. L'gabi nafshe havi mehem, and l'shavi alecha ticha disur. He's believed l'gabi himself that she's also to him, because according to his claim, she's also to him. So shavya nafshi chaticha di isura, right? That klal of shavya nafshi chaticha di isura, there's all different reasons why it works. Some say that it works because a person has nemonis lagabi himself. It doesn't affect anybody else, it affects himself, so he's nemon lagabi himself. Just like we say, what's it called? Hodas baldin kemeya edim dami. Lagabe yourself, and when it's even if it's a liability to yourself, you're believed. Others say it works mitoris nether. Since you're claiming she's also to you, it's like you make a nether that she's also to you. She's also mitam nether. what's it called? But in any case, whatever it is, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Visura, what's it called? Persons believe the Gabi himself. Avalat Sida Ksubasulomem. But Rashi says, to believe him, the Gabi her, why should he be believed more than her? She claims that she's a Basula. He claims that she wasn't a Basula. We have no way of proving it one way or the other. She's also to him because he claims that she's also. Right, based on the fact that there's only one suffix over here, Shanaishis Kohen, and there's only one suffix. Did she was Mizana before the Erisin or after? Right, so suffix derais lechumra. So we have to assume she's also to him, legabi him. But to make her lose her ksuba, that he can't do, because an eid echad is not neman in mammon is to make somebody lose their ksuba. So we believe him legabi himself, and he's not allowed to live with her. But we don't believe him legabi her, and she gets her ksuba. Why should she be usher to him? Even if we believe him that she wasn't a basula, that doesn't necessarily mean she's usher to him. Sofik tachto mishinasar sozinsa, because there's a sex fake over here. Sofik whether she was mazana bechlal after the erison. She was mazana before the erison. She's not usher to him. Sofik ein tachto velakol mishinasar sozinsa. Sofik baones, and even if it was after the erison, there's another sofik. Maybe she was raped. Come on, maybe he learned his pasuk. We learn from a pasuk that a woman who is raped and she's an Ashes Israel is mutter to her husband. Mercer's Beishes Kohen, Sheha Onis Osurba, Hilka Chad Sothik, by an Ashes Kohen, she's Osur to her husband, even if it was an Onis. Pchusami Bas Gimel Shanim, the Ashraf Higadola. Now she's already a grown up woman. Upituya Pitui, the Eno Onis. Right, and if somebody seduced her, that's called ratzon. Hilka chad sofik ika, sofik onis, sofik ratzon. It's only one sofik, whether it was onis or ratzon. Av a sofik tachtav, sofik ein tachtav leka. There's no sofik whether it happened before the erison, because if it happened before the erison, since she was less than three, the besulim would have grown back. Shilu nivula kodem lechein hayu besuleha chosrim. As I stick your finger into the eye, the tear comes out, and then what's it called? The eye heals. Okay. Tosu says, why don't we have another suffix over here? Maybe Bechlau, she didn't become a non-Besula from living with somebody. She became a non-Besula because of an accident. She's a Mukaseitz, right? So says if that would be true, she would tie into that. She wouldn't say she was a basula. To say that she didn't have relations, even if it was an onus, it's an embarrassment for her. That's why she's claiming she was a basula, not claiming that it happened and it happened by onus or whatever. But not to claim she was a mukas eitz. If it was true, she would have claimed it. There's no reason why she shouldn't say that she had an accident. She fell off a horse or something, right? So there, if she doesn't tie into it, that's then for sure is no nothing. Tosus also asks, why don't we give this Ashes Kohen a chazaka, Shecheskus Kashrus, that she's kosher lekahuna? He says, no, there's another chazaka over here, the Cheskas Gufa, that she was born a Basula, and therefore we assume that she remained a Basula till the last minute, and therefore there's a chazaka of her guf that counteracts the Cheskus Kashrus, and they cancel each other out. Tosus has another question over here. Maybe, he says, let's add another suffix, it happened after she was what's it called already a gedola, and maybe she did it baratzon, maybe baonis, but maybe it happened when she was a ketana, and even if it was baratzon, the halacha is that pitui ketana is onis, that seduction of a minor is considered an onis. She doesn't really have das, so anybody who seduced her is like he raped her. So we have two sfeikas. Maybe it happened when she was a gedola, right? That is, when she was engaged before three. There's still a sex faker. Because maybe, what's it called, it happened after she was three, but before she was 12. And then, even if it was baratzon, it's considered baonis. So, suffik, whether it would happen when she was a ketana, and then even ratzon is onis. Suffolk, it happened when she was what's it called, the gedola, then there's still a suffolk. Maybe it was baratzon, maybe it was baonis. So Tosa says that it's shein echad. That kind of sex faker doesn't work. Because basically we're saying is it onus or is it ratza? There's two ways it could have been an onus. One is that she was already a gedola and it was against her will. Or another kind of onus is she was a ketana, and even if she agreed, that's called against her will. But it's all the same thing, right? Which is dependent a lot on the shaila, how a svechsteker works, right? Svechsteker works are two separate things, and because there's two svechas over here, right? So therefore we go the kula. The only thing the, either you hold suffix deraisa or the chumra is min haTorah, right? That's only one suffix. But where there's two svechas, the Torah was mekel. Or surely if it's suffix deraisa or the chumra is only derabanan, the rabbanan were only machmer by one suffix, not by two svechas. That's one way of learning. The fact that you have two separate svechas makes it more lenient. The other way is it's a rov. Since most chances are by a svechsteker, right, basically you have 75% to leheter and only 25% leiser. Right, out of all the possibilities, three out of the four are heter and one out of the four would be iser. That's how a svechsteker works. So therefore it works mitam rov. There's a lot of differences between the two ways, and but that's how that's the difference of how a svechsteker works. Okay, let's go on. My kamashmalan. So Gemara says, "What's the chiddush of this Reb Elezer? Kol haomer pesach pasuach is neman, right? Tanina, it's a mishnah. Haomer leisha kidashticha, v'hi omer eslo kidashtani." A guy says to a woman, "Hey, I married you." And she said, "What are you talking about? You never married me." So he claims that he's married to her, and she claims that she's not married to him. He muteris bekrovav, so he is not believed to aser her to his krovim, because he's an eid echad. So she can marry his brother, or his father, or any other krovim. Okay? But who aser bekrovosel? But he can't marry her relatives, because shavya nafshi chaticha disura. He claims he's married to her. And if he was married to her, he became also to her krovim. So therefore, we see from this mishnah shavya nafshe, he's believed legabe himself. Mar says mal the same. So what do we see? This cloud of shavya nafshe from this mishnah. What do I need Reb Elezer to tell me shavya nafshe that a guy is believed legabe himself to, that his wife's also to him? Mal the same. Hashem devade kimle. Over there, he's saying for sure I married you, right? It's not a question. Maybe he wasn't sure if he married her or not. Either he married or he didn't marry her. So he's sure. If he's sure, then shavya nafshe. But over here, aval hacha mekim udalo kimle. Here we could say maybe the guy really doesn't know what he's talking about. He thinks he found that she wasn't a basula, but maybe by accident he was boiled bahataya. Like we said, it's possible to be boiled and not to break the basula. Or maybe he doesn't know what a basula feels like. He imagined that the beer was too easy. But it wasn't the case. She really was a basula. So over here, even though he said Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, let's say that he doesn't know what he's talking about. So he's not really Shavya Nafshe. Right? He just thinks that she's also to him. But really, right, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Kamash Malon, no. That when a guy says Pesach Pasuach, then he knows what he's talking about. And therefore, according to him, she's Osir and she's Osir. Rashi. My kamashal on Tanina, show them neman al atzma lesser loes hamutar api. We see from this mishnah shavya nafshi chaticha disura. Who also bekrovoseha be imo bito vachosa her mother her daughter her sister the shavinu na nafshi chaticha disura. Because according to him, he claims that he's usher to these people because he married this woman. So we believe him, legavi himself. The himuteris bekrovav shari ena moda bekedushin. She says that she's not married to him. And he's not believed, legabi her. He's only an eid echad. Umneseches kedushin, matminin lo ba'omer ki dashtia b'tnei eidim, v'holchu lohem l'dinos hayom. He can't say, we got married, nobody knows about it, because then it's not a marriage. Marriage has to be in front of two eidim. So where are the eidim? So he says, I married you in front of these two eidim, and they're dead. Or they went away. They went to Medinos hayom. Devade kim lei shikitsha. Here, there's nothing to be doubt. He claims for sure he married. Since he was an unmarried guy, and this is his first bia, and even if not, if he was married before, maybe he doesn't know what a basula is like. He said pesach basula, but he doesn't really know. Kesaver shematzah pesach basula, veino came. Velotei osur, shouldn't be osur. Kamash v'la, no. When a guy says pesach basula, He means that he knows for sure. Okay, Mora says, Umi Omer Rav Elazar Hachi. So now we're going the opposite. Did Rav Elazar really say that, does he really hold the Shavi Anafshi Chaticha the Isura? Omer Rav Elazar, Ein Ha Isha Neseris Al Baila Ela Aliske Kinoi the Stira. A woman never becomes usher to her husband unless she was Kinoi in Stira. That was a case of a Sota, where the husband warned her in front of witnesses not to be alone with somebody, and then she went in front of witnesses and was alone with somebody. Okay, then she becomes usher to her husband. But without Kinyan and Stira, she doesn't become usher to her husband. If he wasn't Mekana her, or there's no Adim that they were alone, she doesn't become usher to her husband. Ukemaisa Shahoya, like the Maisa of David and Bathsheba, which the Gemara is going to ask on Lachora, she wasn't usher to David. The Gemara says the Tisbara, Maisa Shahoya, Bikini with Stira happened. First of all, the Maisa Shahaya, David and Bathsheba, wasn't Kino and Stira. Uriah wasn't Mekana, his wife, Bathsheba, not to be alone with David, and then she was alone with David in front of Adin. So, and what's it called? Va'od, Miasruah. And that, she wasn't also to him either. She, Maisa, she lived with him afterwards. She got married to him. So, what do you mean, Kamaisa Shahaya? Maisa Shahaya has nothing to do with Kino and Stira, nothing to do with being also to your husband. Marsha Solokasha. First, let's explain the what Rabbi Elazar said. Hachi Kamer. This is what Rabbi Elazar meant. Ein ha'isha neseres al bala ela al iske kinui d'stira mi ma'isa shahaya. How do you know that? From the ma'isa of David Bathsheba, where there was no kinui in stira and she wasn't ushered him. Delo havi kinui v'stira v'lo itzera. So that's what it means. Mi ma'isa, from the ma'isa shahaya, we can learn that a woman only becomes ushered to her husband al yidei kinui d'stira. Tomorrow says, you see that, that she doesn't become Osir except with Kini and Stira. But Stam, right, a woman wouldn't be Osir from, because if the husband Tain is Pesach Pasuach Matzosir. Tomorrow says, Mikoma Kom Kasha, Kinu is Stira in Pesach Pasuach Lo. The only thing that Osirs a woman to her husband is if there was Kinu and Stira. But if there's no Kinu and Stira, just claims Pesach Pasuach Matzosir, and there's only one Suffolk, it wouldn't Osir her. So why is it Shavi Anafshe? He's not even claiming she's usher to him because she's not usher to him. Zemora says, like, what are you talking about? What if two witnesses came and they saw that, they say, they testified that she was mazana with somebody? Not, they saw the ziznus. You can tell me the woman's not usher to her husband? Of course she's usher. Elohachi kamar. So what did Rabbi Elazar mean? Ein ha'isha neseres al baila be'ed echad. Ela b'shnei edim. A woman doesn't become usher to her husband with one aid, only with two aidim who saw the maisa's nus. The kinu yistira filu beid echad nami, and with this kinu yistira, even if there's only one aid, she becomes usher to her husband. Upesach pasuach ishnei aidim dami, and pesach pasuach is as good as if there will be two aidim, as you can't get any clearer than that. She was mazana, and since there's only one possibility of suffix that it happened before the erusin. In Sufik Daraisa, the Chumra. Okay, see Rashi. Umi Omer Rav Elazar Hachi, the Isha Mazana Neseres Al Pibala, Kinui, Shomer Lo Al Tistri and Ploni. He warned her not to be alone with so and so. Ustira, Shabo Adim, Shinistri, Moacher Kinui. And then Adim came that she was alone with this guy after the Kinui. Ukamaisa Shahoyah, the Basheva. The Tisbara, the Hachi Omer Rav Elazar, Maisa Shahaya Mihavi Beid Kinui. How could Rav Elazar say that altogether? The Maisa Shahaya with David Bathsheba, there was no Kinui in Stira. Va'od Miasru Al Uriah. She wasn't usher to her husband, and she wasn't usher to David either. Dilu Nesra Al Uriah, Nesra Achal David. The Kaimelon Keshem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Labola. She would have been usher to Uriah, she would have been usher to David too. Because a woman is usher to her husband, is usher to the person who she lived with too. Holokash, Shikolomer, Mishum Hakush, Shalom, Mitchai, Rabbi Elazar. Just because you have a question on Maisa Shahaya, don't push away what Rabbi Elazar said. Because what he meant is the following. Hachikomer. Ein ha'isha neseres al-baila el al-iske kinu v'stiri, Maisa Shahaya. Mi Maisa de Basheva on lamedim kan. Shalohaya shom kinu v'stiri, Rabbi Elazar. Ein ha'chanami. We learn from the Maisa of Dov and Basheva to the fact she didn't become usher to her husband. Mamela, she was allowed to live with David, that there was, that it's because there was no kinu in stiri. Edim lo bitmiya afilu yesh edim shezinsa shema enu neseres b'lo kinu. Without the husband warning her, if there's edim that come and say she's mazana, she wouldn't be also to her husband. Pak Siv ki Motza Ba Ervas Dover. Right? He divorces her because Motza Ba Ervas Dover. Mashmi has to divorce her. But Od Holo Nitzbisa Asura. If she's not raped, she's also to her husband. So if there's Aiden, for sure she's also. So it's not, the only way to make the issue is not Kinyan Stira. Eino Isha Nesteris Abala Be'erecha. The Yolif Dover Domi Mama. If there's one aid that says that she was Mizana, doesn't ask her to the husband. Right? Except if there's kinu in stira. The kinu the stira, yesh edim shikinala, the yesh edim shinistra, acher kinu, afilu beid echad, afilu ein betuma, ela eid echad neman. They'll see the aid ein ba, the omer mar, komakum shinemar aid, harikan shnayim. The komer achmana, aid ein ba, there's no two. Trey, ela chad, there's only one aid. The he lonis pas asura. She wasn't raped, she's asur. Shiraglayim ledover shizinsa sharikin love and istra. Now the halacha is like this: if there are no edim, there's only edim that she was alone with the guy. If there's no edim on this nos, then she goes through the whole ordeal of, I hate to use that word, she goes through the whole parsha of sota. Okay, and if she claims that she's innocent, but she won't go through the parsha, she's also to her husband. If she claims she's innocent and she'll go through the parasha, she's mutter to her husband unless she dies. If she doesn't die, then we assume she's innocent. If there is an aid, if there is an aid echad, even though who says she saw that she was mazana, normally we wouldn't accept an aid echad to aser to her husband. But since there was kinui and stira beforehand, right? It's a raglai madover. There's grounds to believe that the aid echad is telling the truth. Then the Torah believed in Eid Echad to Aser to the husband. Okay. So, a woman is only Aser to her husband, Al Yedei, and Eid Echad, if there was Kinu in Stira. But if there was two Eidim, you don't need any Kinu in Stira, two Eidim to the Maisa's Nus, then for sure she's Aser to her husband. The Eid Echad Me'idah Shitmeya, Me'hashalot Tikshil under Belezer, the Pesach Pasuach La'osar Al'atzmo Kishnei Eidim Domi, Shari Dover Bor Hu Lo Shanivala. If he claims that I know she's not a Basula, it's as if he's saying, I know she was Mizana. So it's, to him, it's as clear as two witnesses. So therefore, she becomes Asa.